Hello, this is Courtney from Wonder in English. The Wonder in English community provides free online English lessons for students with an intermediate to advanced level of English. For the full version of this lesson, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com, wonderinenglish.com. Today's topic is about gay marriage. And before we get into the podcast, I wanted to list out a number of vocabulary words that I would love for you guys to listen out for and try to understand. At the very end of the podcast, I'm going to explain what all those words mean and we'll see if you got it right. The first phrase is sexual fluidity. Then pass a bill. To be on board, county clerks, infringe or infringe on your beliefs, contempt of court, to cite or to cite religious beliefs, and to come to the forefront. So I actually have a bunch more of these vocabulary words over on wonderinenglish.com. So some of the harder words that I don't define in the podcast can be found, defined, on wonderinenglish.com. And I also have the transcript there as well, so I strongly suggest checking that out. Today's topic is about gay marriage in the United States. And we're continuing on with the taboo topics, all the things that people don't normally talk about, especially when they first meet someone. And sexuality and gay marriage, I think, definitely is a taboo topic, but it's becoming less so as the years go by. People are becoming much more open to the idea of being gay and gay equality and fluidity within your sexuality as well. It was on June 26, 2015, that the Supreme Court in the United States legalized gay marriage for all 50 states. Prior to this decision, it was only legal in 37 states, including Washington, D.C. area as well, and it was banned completely in 13 states. Since 2015, since this was passed, there's been a significant shift in the opinion of the public. In 1996, there was only a 27% approval rate of gay marriage by the public. And in 2015, when this was passed, there was a 60% approval rate by the public, which then increased to 67% in 2018. However, even after this was passed by the Supreme Court, not everyone was on board. There was still some backlash in the states where same-sex marriage was previously illegal or banned. There were several county clerks that refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, saying that the government was infringing on their personal religious beliefs. Some people were even jailed for contempt of court when they refused to sign a marriage license to a gay couple. But being against gay marriage is discriminatory and unconstitutional. Same-sex couples should have the same right that other couples have. They should be able to get married and have kids and not have to deal with any discriminatory issues because of their sexual orientation. Unfortunately, however, that's not always the case. In 2018, two states, Kansas and Oklahoma, passed legislation that allowed child welfare agencies to cite religious beliefs for not placing children in LGBT homes. So this means that if a child needed to be adopted, if a child needed help, and a lesbian or gay couple was willing to take them in, the agency would not allow them to go live in that home simply because the parents are homosexuals. And it's just crazy why that would make any difference in their ability to parent. It makes no sense to me. But this was allowed in these two states. But nowadays, two-thirds of Americans support and back same-sex marriage. So how can this discrimination still take place in 2019? It's pretty absurd. Nowadays, you can see gay rights are coming to the forefront,
And we have incredible shows that advocate and show just how ordinary gay people are. They're like everybody else. And to think that they're any different and don't deserve the same rights, it's unfounded and it's unjust. Take a look at this show, Queer Eye, for example. I highly recommend checking this out. It's on Netflix in the United States. It's a wonderful show about a group of 5 gay guys who come and transform the lives of people. They always have such profound things to say to the person that they're helping. And it just shows you how good of people they are in every aspect of their lives. And to not give someone the right to marry someone else simply because they like men or they like women and they are a man and a woman makes no sense. So anyway, I just wanted to wrap it up there and thank you guys so much for staying tuned.
I hope that you guys were able to understand some of the vocab that I mentioned at the beginning. All right, so now let's come in and define some of these vocabulary words. So that first phrase was sexual fluidity. So when something is fluid, you imagine that it's like a liquid, a water. It moves and it changes shape. So when you're sexually fluid, that means that your orientation, your sexual orientation or your preferences can change over your lifetime. So if you're a fluid person, you might even be bisexual. You could like both men and women. So your sexual fluidity is the ability for you to change your sexual preferences over time. And of course, people have different opinions on this about whether or not that can or cannot happen. The next phrase is to pass or to pass a bill. To pass is to approve something, and a bill is a proposal from the government that ends up becoming a law once it's been approved or passed. To be on board. This means that you support something. So if you imagine you're boarding a ship, for example, you go onto a ship. That's what it means to board a ship. And then that ship takes off and you're on there and you've committed to that idea of being on the ship. That's how we can sort of visualize to be on board. Because once you make the decision to support something, that means you approve it and you're there supporting it. So if, for example, I have 3 kids and I decide that I want to move cities with them, well, some of them might be on board and excited to go, and others might not want to move at all. They would say that they're not on board. County clerks. So a clerk is an elected official, meaning someone in the government that is supporting and representing the people in that county. In the United States, we break things down geographically into counties and then into cities. So first we have our country, then we have our states, then within the states we have counties. And a county is a couple of cities grouped together. So if someone is a county clerk, it's an elected official for a group of cities together. So people will elect them to represent them in that county. For example, I live in Florida in the United States. So Florida is a state, and then the city I live in is Melbourne, but I actually live in Brevard County, which comprises various cities. So the county clerk is that elected official for Brevard. To infringe or to infringe on your beliefs. So to infringe on something is to limit or undermine something, or it could also mean to break the agreement of something. So for example, if I have an agreement with you that we're going to hang out every single weekend, well, you can infringe upon this by breaking that agreement and saying that you can't hang out. Or if I have the right to free speech, you can infringe upon my right by not allowing me to publicly say something that I need to say or publish something on the newspaper that I need to say. So that would be infringing on my rights, limiting my rights, breaking the agreement that we originally had together, either one of those definitions. Contempt of court. So we normally just say to be in contempt, and I mentioned court here because it's specifically talking about the court situation where that person wouldn't sign, that judge wouldn't sign the marriage license for the gay couple. So to be in contempt means that you're being disobedient or disrespectful toward a court of law and the people who work there. So the judge wouldn't sign the marriage license and they were in contempt of the Supreme Court, which ultimately decided that gay marriage would be legalized. So when it became legal and other little mini courts wouldn't follow through with it, they were actually in contempt of the bigger Supreme Court in the United States. I also say that they cited religious beliefs for the reasoning behind why they wouldn't do something, why they wouldn't sign that marriage license. To cite something in this case means to say or to state. So more specifically, they cited religious beliefs as the reason for why they didn't do it. So they blamed their religious beliefs. They said it was because of that, that they didn't sign the marriage license. The last one is to come to the forefront. This means to come into view and to attention. So if an issue comes to the forefront, the public becomes more aware of it. It becomes visible. All right, so that's all the vocab I'm going to mention on this recording on the podcast. But don't forget that wonderinenglish.com has the other difficult vocabulary words defined there and the transcript so you can actually read everything. Thank you guys so much for staying tuned, and I will see you next week for another taboo topic.